Today is Daf Yud Beis. We're on Daf Yud Beis at the two dots on the fourth line from the top. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav. Ra Echad Sheshachat. If somebody watched somebody do Shechita, Im Ra'ahu Mitzchilav Yad Sof, if he watched it from beginning to end, Mutar Lechel Mishchita Tso. You're allowed to eat from his Shechita. Okay? That sounds obvious. V'im Lav, and if not, Asur Lechel Mishchita Tso. Then you're not allowed to. So Hechi Dami, what's going on here? What does halacha mean? This halacha was said by Rav Nachman in the name of Rav. Idi Ada Degamir. If you know the guy knows the halacha, right. If he knows the halacha, Lamali Ra, what do you have to watch him for? And Idi Ada Delogamir. If you know the guy has no clue what he's doing, no clue what he's doing, so Pshita what? You can't trust this guy. Yeah. You don't know, some guy said. So look at Rashi. Rashi says something interesting. Rashi says, Idi Ada Degamir. Rashi says, Shemakir bo, you recognize, you know, Shemulumad behilchas shechita. He's mulumad in hilchas shechita. Right. What does it mean, diyada delo gamir? That he's not mulumad in hilchas shechita, right? That's not what Rashi says. Diyada delo gamir, Shemakir bo, she'enu yodea hilchas shechita. He doesn't know hilchas shechita. What's the difference between being mulumad in hilchas shechita? That's good. And Eini Yodea Hilchas Shechita.
That's conceited.
No.
Eini Yodea doesn't have a clue.
So Rashi...
doesn't have a clue.
So the Shita B'Kabetz is explaining, what Rashi's driving at is, you can know all the halachas. Not everybody can shecht and see blood and get... All the halachas. You can know all the halachas, but you can't do it. Then you can't be a sheikh, you can't be a shochir. So not only do we know that he knows halachas, he's malum b'hilchas shechita. He knows he's done it before. He has a track record. The blood doesn't bother him. Nothing bothers him. You have some people that see blood, they faint.
I would have thought the exact opposite way around.
Why? Right.
Exactly how to cut it. Just doesn't know any halachas behind it.
Interesting.
How would he know exactly how to cut it if he didn't know?
I can show a monkey how to cut it, and he'll cut it. That
right.
Doesn't mean you know anything about halachas shechita.
Right. What happens is a problem.
No. It's the issue of shayar that he. He's pressing,
One second, so that's the halacha.
A monkey can't check the
halacha.
It's not the question of knowing.
You have to. There's more halachas besides just cutting.
And skill set.
Right?
Right.
So that's what Mishnah Brura says. If you know, right, you need someone like that to look. Rashi wrote different things for the same thing. Right? He wrote different things, so why? He's driving at that point. Okay, fine.
Does the Gemara discuss how much knowledge the observer needs to have?
No. You'll see in a minute. We'll get into that today. Ella de lo yada e gamer e lo gamer. So the answer is, you have no idea if this guy shecht, this guy doesn't shecht. So lema rov mitsuyin eitzel shchita mumchenein. It must be. You know what he's talking about? Who is going to? This is how we explained it. Who is going to do shchita? Someone who doesn't know how to do shchita?
Right.
No. Someone who knows how to do shchita. Only such a person is going to have the guts to actually say, yeah, you can trust me. I did shchita.
Right.
Want to test me? So give me a feher.
Right.
So Ma'amar is not going to do that. So that's what it means. So Milo Tanya, didn't we learn? If you find shechted chicken in the street, I don't know what it means in the street, or you tell your servant, your agent, go do me a favor, we're having a party, go shech today. V'halach, and he goes, v'nimtza umatza shachut, and he finds it shechted, chetzkasa shachut, it's a chazaka that it's good. It's good. Right? Alma, what do you see? Amrinan. Rov mitsuyin eitzel shchita mumchenein. Most people that would present themselves as a shochet know what they're doing. It's a chazaka like that. That's a rov. Rov people, what is that? Is a rov or a chazaka?
Gemara says both.
Gemara says both. When you have a rov, you're a chazaka that you, rov people are a chazaka that they could shochet them. Because yesterday we were discussing, what's the difference between rov and chazaka?
Right.
They sort of blend into each other at some point. Rove and Chazaka. Same thing, really, if you think about it. So what do you say over here? Rove shocht, rove people, that shecht, are mumchid. Is that a rove? Yes. Is it a Chazaka? Yes. Right? Hachanami. Same thing over here. Lema rove mitzuyin eshechit the mumchidain. That's what the statement started off today. That's the statement of today's daf. If somebody, if you're watching somebody shecht, and you know he's a good shecht, you know, that's what it means. Rove shocht, but you don't know if he's a shochet. We're not going
to
hold that. Sorry.
What? What do you have to watch him for
then? I guess to make sure he's I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know. So Gemara's rejecting it anyway. Lo. Lo, the low gum here. No, you have no idea. You know he doesn't know what he's doing. However, as Mati said, Kigon Deshachet, come on, Chatzim and Shabir. One Sim, and he did good. He did good. Why did he do good? Because it's not so hard. The actual Shechita is not such a hard avoda. A lot of other things, the knife, a lot of, but the actual Shechita. So one Sim, and he did good. So I would have thought, Mida Hai Shapir, Hach Nami Shapir, since one was good, the second Sim was also good. Kamashwan, we don't say that. You know why? Hi, it's Ramuye, it's Ramile. One thing, the first one happened to be like that. But Idach, Shema Shah, Shema Daras. But the second one, maybe he paused, maybe he delayed, maybe these psulim are so fine that they're so easy to make a psul that we're not going to say that.
So why are you saying only about his second one?
What? Because the first one we saw, he did good. The first one we saw, he did good. So he said, okay, I can leave now. I don't have to watch the second half of this. I can leave now. No, you can't leave now. Because maybe he botched it up.
What about if you shechting tassels as opposed to chicken?
They don't make a distinction really here.
I know, but it's a big
difference. Is this going back to the original Mishnah that says that if a shoteh comes if somebody's watching, then they're...
Yeah, yes, yes.
Right.
Same topic. Now listen to this. Boy min erev dimi bar Yosef, merev Nachman. Ha'arva l'shlucho, tzev v'shchot, go shecht for me, we're having a party later, I need some meat. V'halach u'matza shachot, mahu. And you come later, and all the meat's there, all piled up, all nice. We said it's good. Ma'omalo, chizkas shachot. It's good. Ha'omal l'shlucho, if you go to your agent, and you say to him, tzei v'tarom, do me a favor, take off truma for me. V'halach, and he goes, u'matza tarom. And you find out, you find it, truma taken off. How do you know the truma's been taken off? How do you know that? So he said it was separated. The Rosh Hashanah said he saw it was it's different size. How did you know that? But okay, let's say you know. My, what's the story? Amale ein cheskas tarum. It's not good.
Because Rashi says.
Yeah.
Well, you're not me, Tarum. He doesn't know who took that.
Okay. It's a chazaka that it's no good. No, ein cheskas tarum. We don't say it's good. So in Manashah, what's the difference? Why by the Shechit it's good, and by the Trum it's not good? What's the difference? Manashah, I chazaka shliach ose shlichuso, if it's a chazaka, that a shliach will do what he's supposed to do, then I feel a Trumanami. Then the Trum should be good. I ain chazaka shliach ose shlichuso, but if you say that there's no such chazaka like that, then Ashvilu Shchita Nami Lo. Then the Shchita should be no good. Amalei, so he answered him back, L'chitechol ole kur de milcha, when you measure out for me a measure of salt, I'll give you the answer. Like a little bit of a joke. I'll give you the answer. What's the answer? L'olam, really, ain chazaka shliach osa shlichuzo. There's a chazaka that a shliach doesn't do what he's supposed to do. The job, the line is, you want something done, you do it yourself. Other someone else do it for you, they're just as lazy as you. So they're not going to do it. There's a chazaka like that. So why is the shechita good? The shechita, inami, maybe, dilma inish achri neshama, maybe someone else heard. You know, my friend said he's going away now, he needs to meet for a party tonight. You know what, I'm going to do him a favor, I'm going to do it for him. Right? V'azal v'shachat. And he went ahead and did it. And you know what? Rov mitzuyin eitzel shechita mumbichin hein. Most people that would ever venture to do such a thing, right, are mumchen. So you can trust him. Shliach, lazy, just a lazy bum like you. So no one's going to do it. Someone did it. Someone stepped up and did it for you. And you know what? Who's going to do that? Only someone who's a mumcha. No one else is going to entertain to do such a thing. So therefore, the meat's kosher.
The shochet, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Shliach? Shliach, that he's signing, is obviously a mumcha.
Correct.
So
correct.
We
but
don't
the point
have to go to the second.
Because there's a chazaka that Shliach doesn't do what he's supposed to do. Just as lazy. Lazy guy. So he didn't do it. Have you had such a thing? You asked someone to do something for you that didn't come through for you?
Okay.
Right? You ever had such a thing? Yeah. Yes, you've had such a thing. So, but who did come through for you? Your friend. However, Truma, the agent, he's not going to do it. He's lazy. Dilma Inish Achwini Visham of Azal. Someone else heard. Oh, you know what? I'll take off Truman for my friend. He's a busy guy. He's such a busy guy. You know, I'll do it. I don't mind doing it for him. V'ozal, taram, havele taram shalomi das. It's tar without das. I didn't tell you to do it. I told him to do it.
What's the difference?
One didn't. V'taram shalomi das, ain't shumaso truma. Tarim without, 1 second, Tarim without das is not truma. You can't do that. I can't take off truma for you without telling you, without your knowledge. If you ask me to do it for you, I'm a shliach. You could ask me to be Toivel Kalim for you. You could ask me to marry a woman for you. And you could ask me to do the Karban Pesach for you. And you could ask me to take off truma for you.
But it benefits you.
But it benefits you, right? It benefits him. So what do we have a rule? We have a rule. Zachin la Adam shalom afanov. Says the Ksos HaChoshen, Zachin li Adam shalom afanov. I can do a favor for you without you knowing about it. I can't do a favor from you. I can't take your produce, give truma for you from you. I can only do a favor for you. Meaning, I'm walking down the street and I see a gold watch. Oh, you know what? Yossi would love that watch. I'm going to bezoch it for him. You know who owns that watch in my pocket? Him. Because I'm zoch el adam li adam shalom b'fanov. Not me adam. I can't go into your refrigerator, take out stuff and give it to the kohen. That doesn't mean I'm being zoch anything for you. I'm being zoch from you. That is not such halacha.
But from though, you have another issue. Yeah. I would have given more if you had.
So we're going to get to that a little also.
But also, why all of a sudden are we so negative about shluchos?
I don't know.
It doesn't make sense. We have, you said you can make for Pesach.
Right.
And for this, for that, for that. And all of a sudden, we don't trust them?
The answer is because these are, because the shchir is not a mitzvah. So, lema, let's say, rov mitzuyin eitzel shchita mumchin hein tanoihi. Let's say this whole issue, whether or not someone who's a mumcha will actually venture into shchita, is a machlokas tanoim. The Tanya, hare she'avdu lo gediyav v'tarnagolov. I lost my goat, I lost my chickens. Right, which is in a different society, right? People had chickens, people had goats. So, I lost it. Rashi even says, Tosfos says over here, crazy thing, second to last Tosfos, he says, hu'adin nignavu, even if it got stolen, right? So we're going to see in a minute that there's a machlokas, you're walking down the street, and it says, oh, there's a big sign, Kagan's chickens, and it's all shechted, right? So is it good? So Tosfos says, hu'adin nignavu, even if it was stolen, just because the guy stole it, doesn't mean he's not a valid shochet. Right? You hear this? The Mishud Chashed on Agneva, just because he's suspicious of Gneva, lo Chashed on Nevela. That doesn't have anything to do with his Nevela. He can still be, right? 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 Okay, fine. Anyway, so, Harisha Avdu, lo Gadiva Tarnagolov, Valach, Umatzon Shchutim. You come that later in the Shechted. So, Rabbi Yehuda Oser, he said it's Oser. Rabbi Chanina Benosh of Yotzeh Galili, Mutter. He matted it. Amar Rebbe said, Niran Divrei Rabbi Yehuda Shematzan Ba'ashba. I think Rabbi Yehuda's right. Where'd you find this? Where'd you find this? This shechted meat. In the garbage? I think it's usher. Why is he doing it in the garbage? Obviously he botched up the shechit. They threw it out. You come into the garbage. Oh, look at this, all this kosher meat. It's not kosher meat. What's he doing in the garbage? V'divrei Rabbi Chanina Benosh V'yotzei Glili Shematzan Ba'ayis. I think he's right. If it was found in the house. Right? What's he doing in the house? Obviously it was good shechita. Didn't throw it. No one threw it out. My laba ka b'flugi. What are they arguing about? Let's forget that issue. Forget all these issues. My laba ka b'flugi. What are they arguing about?
All
right. Arguing about? Mar Savar. The one who said it's mutter held. Rov mitzuyin eitzel shchita mumchinhein. Most shochtim are mumchin. Therefore, he said wherever you found it, it's kosher. He didn't qualify. Oh, it's only in the house. He said it's good. Why? Because most shochtim are good.
Good, right. But still much of the ash.
No. He explained that. That was Rebbe came along and said that, right? Rebbe said, I only think he's right. They said their rule categorically. They said their rule no matter what. He said you can check even if it's throwing in the garbage. Says Rebbe. Why is it in the garbage? If it's in the garbage, it must be it was no good. I wouldn't agree with that. But if it's found in the house, I would agree with that. But they said they're shechita in all cases. So he's holding it's a good shechita. Why? Because rov shochtim are mumchin. Umar savar, Rabbi Yehuda held no. Lo amrinin rov mitzuyin it's a shechita mumchin. We don't say that. Therefore, no matter where you find it, it's no good. Amar of Nachum Yitzchak, lo. No. The kuli alma rov mitzuyin it's a shechita mumchin. No. Really, we could say Everybody would agree it's a mumcha. Ubabayis, kuliyamalo pligi deshari. And everybody would agree. If it's on your kitchen table, everybody would agree it's good. Why? Because someone found your sheep, shechted it for you, and returned it. Who would do such a thing? Only a mumcha. Ba'ashpa, bashuk, if it's down in the garbage in the shuk, the kuliyamalo pligi deasar. Everybody would agree it's usar. Why? It's doing in the garbage in the shuk. The garbage dump in the street. Keep pligi, it's a hard machlokas to understand. When do they argue? Ba'ashpa shebabayis. When it's in the ashpa, in the house. Mar savar. The one who said it's asur held. Asur lahatil. Adam asur lahatil. Levelato. Ba'ashpa shebabayis. Right? That what happened was, somebody tried to shechit for you in your house, botched it up, threw it in the garbage. Umar savar, and Rabbi Chanina held, he held it's good, right? He held it's good. He held it, if you find shechti meat, it's good. Except, ain't Adam ozir lahatil nivlasa ba'ashba shebabayis. Nobody puts rancid garbage, smelly meat in their garbage in their house. You take that out. Why? Because it smells up the house. Right? So therefore what?
Why we switch? Why is it we're talking about shechita here?
Yeah.
We're talking about the smells bad.
No, because what happened was
It's not a good shechita. Period.
So we don't know. We don't know who the guy shechted. We don't know who the shochet was.
So what? The,
we don't know who the shochet was.
So if you don't know who the shochet was,
You come home, and there's meat on the table. Right. Where does meat come from? Would you eat it?
No.
Why not?
Because I don't know who the shaykh was. I don't know if it's kosher.
Rove shalta mumchim.
But it was.
So therefore, the machlok is about that. So he said, everyone holds its mutter. In such a case, everyone holds mutter. The only case the usher is if it's in the garbage in your own house. Why? Because one man's armor holds, obviously it's not good.
Yeah, because
the other man's armor holds, there's never such a thing. No such thing as garbage in your own house because it smells. So the Chassam Sofer says, so they're arguing the question of Metzias, whether or not people keep garbage meat in their house, that can't be a machlokas about that.
Right.
A machlokas about that such a case. So you have to figure out what's going on here. That's it. It's not.
But what if it was John Rodriguez?
Yeah. Shechita? I understand.
I don't understand why.
Right. So we're not in the case, we're not in a situation where there's going to be goyim around. So it's only Jews. So it would do that. It's a rove. It's a rove or a chazaka. Who's going to actually have the guts to go shech meat for you? Answer is only someone who's a mumcha. That's a crazy thing. We don't hold up this today.
Explain this to seven sheets. If you say, Ein adam asur lahatil nivlasa ba'ashpa, what does that mean?
Right.
People don't do that. What do they put in the garbage? Only shechted meat? But you found it in the garbage.
It doesn't mean that the meat is treif.
Right.
It's not a raya, the meat is treif. I don't know. But it's not a raya that the meat is treif. That's the point. His point is it's not a raya. Now, Amar, we're not done. Amar Mar. Amar Rebbe. Now, Rebbe said, no, Nirin Dever Rebbe Yehuda Shematzim Ba'ashpa. I think Rebbe Yehuda's right. He's taught to qualify. I agree with Rebbe Yehuda if it was found in the streets. No, good. What's doing in the garbage? My Ashpa? What kind of Ashpa? Ile Ma Ashpa Bashuk Hamarta Kuliyam Alo Pligi Dasar. Everyone held like that.
Right.
Ki Ela La Pshita Ba'ashpa Shabbais. It must be a private Ashpa. Ema Seifa. What about the Seifa? The Seifa said, "V'diver b'chinina b'noshu b'tzaglili." I think he's right. Shematzom ba'bayis. When you find it in the house on your kitchen table, my bias. What does it mean in the house? Ilem ba'bayis mamish. If you mamish in the house, amarta the kuliyam lo pligi d'shari. Nobody argued on that. You walk in one day, your wife says, "Look at this. Someone dropped off meat." What kind? Wait, who? What? Where? I don't know. Everyone holds it's good. Elapshita, obviously ba'ashpa shebabayis. Obviously, it's the ashpa in the house. So Kasha the Rebbe had the Rebbe. So it doesn't make any sense, Rebbe. Because he's saying the exact same thing twice. I agree with him over here, and I disagree with him here. It's the same case. So the Gemara says, Hachi Kamar. Nirin Divir Rebbe Yehuda, L'divir Rebbe Chanina, B'nosh of Yossi Aglili, B'ashpa Shebashok. I think what he meant to say was that according to Rabbi Chanina Benosh of Yosef Glili, according to him, who said it's normally good, he would agree that if it's Ba'ashpa Shebashuk, that's no good. What's the meat doing there? Then even he would agree it's no good. Why? Sha'af, Rabbi Chanina But no, Shabir said clearly, no lecha galav ela ba'ashma sheba bayis. He only disagreed about the house. Aval ba'ashma sheba shuk, mo delay, he would agree it's usher. And then Rebbe said, veneer, and I think he's right about that. Okay.
And if it's the ashpa of the bias of his next door neighbor?
Yeah, I don't know. So I don't know what kind of ashpa we're talking about here, really.
Garbage pails.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay. Last topic of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that anyone could checht except for a cheresh of a katan. Chutz mi cheresh of a katan. Shema yekalkalu es shchitasan. Maybe they will botch up the shchita. Shema kilkul lo katani. It doesn't say in the Mishnah that maybe they botched it up. Maybe they will botch up. Ela shema yikalkulu. Amar Rava, said Rava, zoso meres, ein mosrin lehen chulin lechatchila. Don't give them lechatchila. Don't let them shecht. Let's not let them shecht. Let's see. Let's see if it's going to be good. Don't do that. Shema yikalkulu. Because they will botch it up. Don't even give it to them. Okay? The Rishonim say, why not? Why not give it to them? Maybe there's a smart kid. Maybe they could do it. Why not give it to them? The answer is because it's Baltashchis. It's Baltashchis. What are you giving it to him for? He's going to botch it up. Then we said, V'kulon sheshachtu, and all those who shecht, V'acherim ro'enosan, and people are watching, Shchitasan k'sheira, then it's good. Who's that? What line in the Mishnah? Who's that talking about? V'kulon sheshachtu. And all these people that are shechting, and you watch them, and it's good, so then it's good. Who are all these people? What? Right. And we kept saying, it can't mean a cheir shot of a cotton. Because if it meant a cheir shot of a cotton, then it wouldn't have said v'kulon, it would have said, and then. Right? Says the Gemara, man tana delo ba'inon kavana l'shchita. Who holds you don't need kavana to do shchita? Meaning, we're talking about a cheresh of a katan, who don't have das. Now, they don't have das, right? As someone here said, a monkey could shecht. Now, you can't have a monkey shecht. You can't have a goy shecht. But a monkey could do it. A goy could do it. You don't need das. So why can't an 8-year-old kid do it? Train him to do it, he'll do it right. You don't need das. Who holds like that? But 1 second, how could this be talking about a cheresh of a katan? Didn't I just have to finish saying that this couldn't be talking about them? So Rashi says, the ha, right here, the Rashi of Mantana, the cheresh of a katan, lichat chila ba'alma mechavni. They can do it. The ain lahem das, lechavin l'shchita. But they don't have any das. The katani, the kulon sheshachtu. The kai nami a cheresh of a katan. It also goes on a cheresh of a katan. You hear this? I v'had ipachin and bereish pirkin. We said it can't mean them. I nema a cheresh of a katan ala koi. It should have said and them. Not all of them. Doesn't make sense, the language. The imshachtu mi boyale. It should have said the imshachtu. Okay. Hachik parchinan. So we asked that question. I nema acher shot of katan l'chude koi, ala koi, mine kasalik, v'imshachtu mi boyale. In other words, it can't mean only them, but it could mean them. They're included. Right? Right. Yeah. So, okay, fine. Very good. Amar Rava. Wait 1 second. Before we do that, let's do the Tosfos on top. We have time. Tosfos says, Tema, the mashma hacha, it's mashma here, the cherishot of a katan, lav b'nei kavana ninu. Right? They don't have any kavana. Afilu acherim omden al gabon. Even if someone's on top of them. Right? It might be good, but kavana they don't have. That's what the Gemara asked. Who holds you don't need kavana? Who holds you don't need kavana? Because someone holds you don't need kavana. Now, do they have kavana? No. Is it going to be good? Maybe, yeah. Who holds that? Even if someone's on top of them, it's still not a kavana. Ubeso perak beis de gittin tanan hakol k'sher lichtov es haget. Anybody can write a get. Afilu chirish shotev katan. Even them. Uparech b'gemara. Follow lav b'nei de'aninu. They don't have any kavana. How can they write a get? Umeshana, we answer, no, shegadlo omal agabav. There's a guy on top of them. Write that next word, l'shma. Don't forget to write that l'shma. to be mamash on top of the 10-year-old kid, a 12-year-old kid, right the next word of the Shema. He'll do it. How could that be? You don't have das. It's a stira. How could that be? Alma the bnei kavana l'shma ninu kishagod the old malgabov. When someone's on top of them, they could have kavana. The yeshlomar. So the answer is no. Begod the old malgabov hainu shemalam din osan. He's teaching them. Umas hirin osam lasos l'shma. He's telling them do l'shma. Avol hacha over here. You're not omid algabov. What are you? Acherim roin osan ba'alma kamar. He's standing over there, not on top of you. By the way, do that l'shma. Do it right with kavana. Afalgav, the Bresh Pirkin, Kari Lachem Rovanosan Gadol Omer Agabov. Even though earlier in the Perek it said that someone's on top of them, Sestos, they didn't mean that. He meant he's just watching you from far away. Right? Okay. yeah. Okay. The Im Tomar, the Perek Mitzvah's Chalitza. When it comes to Chalitza, Amrinan, Hacherish Shenechlatz, V'chareshes shecholza, v'choletes menakotan, chalitzatza psula. All these people can't do chalitza. Why? U'mefaresh hasam, cheresh v'chareshes, mishum delav b'nei kriyaninu. They can't read. They can't read the story. I don't want to be with you. V'katan, mishum de'ish k'siv b'parsha. Because it says ish, it's not an ish. What kind of answer is that? V'hashta, tepik leid debi'in and kavana. You have to have kavana. Kidamrin and Hassam, the Chalitza Psula, Achiyachad Nushneim, if they're Kavana for it, right? So what do we need all the reasons for? Have a good reason. Cherish, you know why a Cherish can't do Chalitza? Because he can't read. That's not the reason. The reason is because he can't have Kavana. V'yesh lomar, the Chalitza, the Bezdin, Have, Kigadol Omer Al-Gabov. No, Bezdin's on top of you. Right, and you're in Bezdin when you do a chalitza. You don't do chalitza in your backyard. You do Bezdin. You do chalitza in Bezdin. Shemazirin osa lasas l'shma. They're right on top of you. That's totally different. Umihu kasha. The tanya b'tosefta. The shote lav bar chalitzahu. A shote can't do chalitza. V'i chashivi Bezdin kemagod olman agabov. But if Bezdin's on top of you, why not? Afilu shote nami kemagabi get. Should be the same thing. V'i shlomar delagabi get mahani. Listen to this. Tosa says something so interesting. The beget Muchacha milsa tvei the avid lishma. Get has more reasons to believe it's lishma. Why? Kide misha nichon lichtov shemo vishma v'shem iro v'shem ira. Because at the end of the day, you look it over. Everything's there. It's all in there. Hilgacha filu b'shote mahani kishagadol omer agabov. So then we'll trust it. But otherwise, come, we're going to do some procedure. The guy's crazy. Good procedure. Not for this guy. The guy's he's not enough capacity. Can't do procedures. Come take off shoes. Can't do any of those things. Different. Very interesting. Tells us. Okay. Back to the Gemara. Man tana globin and kavan l'shrita. Amar Rava. Reb Nelson. It's Reb Nelson. The tani oshia. The ira. The min chavraya. Listen to this. Zorak sakin l'na uta. Bakosel. If somebody is, you know, he's a circus performer. And he's throwing knives at the woman on the wheel. Right? It happens to be there's a goat there, and the knife slices and the goat. And no kavana for that. Yeah. And he makes shchita, v'halacha, v'shachta, kedarka, from right. Nasan Machshir. Says it's no problem. Okay, the chacham in Postland, the chacham say it's no good. But what do you see from Reb Nasan? You're throwing knives at a woman in the circus, and you do shchita. It's good shchita. Right. You don't need kavana. So, just like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah. Ah, that's a mitzvah. So there's a mitzvah need kavana. Right? So, one second. So let's say you go to the mikvah to tovel your pots. And they're all on the side there, right? And some kid comes and knocks them all in. By mistake. So they're not good? No kavana. They're not good? The answer is, do I need the result or do I need the action? When it comes to a mitzvah, you need the action. I need to shake a lulav. So if I don't know what I'm shaking, I'm half asleep, I picked something up, I need the action, not the result. When it comes to tzvilas kelev, all I need is the result. Mm-hmm. So, which is why, you can have a guy do it. Assuming you trust him. Why not? All I need is the result. Some say you can't have it, some say you can't. Anachan, maybe it could. So we're going to say, so that's one second. So do I need the result, or do I need the action? So it's a machloket.
You need both.
You need both. By a mitzvah, you need the action and the action, but then you have the result, right?
The mitzvah shechita is different. The mitzvah is to get it, is to have it done. If I'm going to do it,
the answer is the result.
Correct.
The result. All you need is the result. Having said that, okay, so a guy can't do it, and a chayav shor tovah can't do it.
Because you don't trust him for other reasons.
Exactly, right. Exactly.
Not because of the result.
So what about kavana?
Well, you pull the result problem out.
Right, exactly. So what about the kavana? No kavana. Throwing knives at a woman in the circus? No kavana. The answer is, I don't need kavana, says Rav Nosson. I don't need that. All I need is the result. So if it's a good result, it's good. Says the Chacham, no, you still need kavana. Still need kavana, right? So, Hu Tana love, Hu Amala, Halacha Rav Nosson. We pass him like that. We pass him like Rav Nosson. Aye, Vabainan, Molechu maybe. But in order to do Shechita, you need a back and forth motion with the knife. So he says, you're right. Shalchu ba kedarka. Yeah, the knife sliced through the animal, hit the wall, and on the return, the knife went the other way. Okay?
Oh, man.
There you go.
Great knife.
And yeah. He's a real...
He's a real marksman.
Didn't even with
Maccabi for that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now we're going to start a topic, which is quite involved. Let's see how far we get. Okay, we have time. Amar Reb Chiya bar Abba, boy Reb Yochanan. Reb Yochanan asked the following question: Katan yesh lo machshava, o ein lo machshava? Does a katan have machshava, or does he not have machshava? What does that mean? Katan yesh lo machshava, ein lo machshava. What? So look at the third line, the third white line of Rashi. Kigon shchitas kodshim. I don't even know they're going to let a 12-year-old Kohen in the Beis HaMikdash do Shechita. Let's say they do. So, Kigon, Shechitas Kodshim, Deboi Kavana. There you need Kavana. Kidialfinon Bishmaitza, Dekamaisa Bezvachim. We're learning the first Daf and Zvachim, the first part there. Vishachat Katan Ola Lishma. If a Katan Shechs an Ola Lishma, he's 12 years old. He's going to be by mitzvah next week. You ask him, what are you doing? He's Shechting an Ola Lishma. I went to school, I'm a yeshiva boy, I know what I'm doing. But he's not 13. Me havi kavana olo. Is that good? Is that a good kavana or not? Right? So, yeah, 1 second. So Tosfos asks, but 1 second. We know from Zvachim, we learned it, that if you have stam kavana, it's also good. Right? What does it mean, stam kavana? What am I doing here? I woke up in the morning, I'm a Kohen, it's my job to go to the Beis HaMikdash. I went to the Beis HaMikdash. Was I thinking mamish every second? No. I was thinking about lunch, I was thinking about the Yankees. Did I have against? Of course I didn't have negative. Chas v'shalom. Did I have kavana mamish every second? I didn't. Is that good? Of course it's good. That's all of us, no? Every morning, you put on tefillin, kavana every second, we try. And what if you don't? What else am I doing here? What else am I doing here? It's automatic kavana. It's built-in kavana, right? Okay, so we do mitzvahs we never do, like shofar and lulav, we have extra kavana because it's so rare, right? So the same thing with the guy. So it's good kavana, right? So why should this 12-year-old be any worse? Why should it be worse?
He probably would be better.
Why? Because he's more zaris, right?
He's more intimate. By putting on your tefillin the first time.
Right, and Rav Aaron Cutler asks, according to Rashi, that in order to have a machshav of shalol lishma by a carbon, you can't think, you have to speak it. You have to speak it. On this carbon I'm bringing for Shimon, it's really Reuven's. You have to say it. Thinking it would make no difference. Right, then we would say, stam lishma. So then why can't a cotton? Cotton didn't say, it didn't say anything to the cotton. He's just doing his job. Right? So Tosfos answers, maybe cotton's worse. Why? Because if he doesn't have das, then how could he have stam das? For someone under 13 years old, the Vilna Gaon was a genius when he was 12 years old, big, smarter than us. But if he can't have halachic das, then he can't have stam das. Sure enough, what's the difference, stam or not stam? So by an adult, we say, stam, he's doing, stop, why is the guy putting on tefillin? Mama stam, he's doing a good thing. He's doing a mitzvah. I had kavana, didn't have kavana. Say that with the Kohish. What's the shechting animals for in the Beis HaMikdash? Yes, what are you doing? What do you mean? It's my job to be here today. At Kavana, I was spacing out. To be honest with you, I was spacing out a little bit. What do we say? Doesn't make a difference. Why? Stam is good enough. Not by a cotton. by a cotton, since he's not, doesn't have das, or he doesn't have built-in, doesn't have built-in das. Why? He's a cotton. So he doesn't have built-in das, he can't have stand das. Right. So, Amalei Rav Ami, v'tiboyle maisa. What about a maisa? What do you mean, what about a maisa? Can a cotton do a maisa? Can a cotton do a maisa? If a cotton does a maisa, does, well, no, no, let's say the maisa will be mochiach on his das. In other words, they call this 12-year-old kid, hey, you want to do shechita now in the Beis HaMikdash? Come, you can do it. So he says, one minute, we can't do shechita here. Here is the Ndarom. We have to go to the Tzafon. Let's go to the Tzafon. So he's already a lamdan. So he had a maisa. He moved the animal to the right spot. Now we're going to say he doesn't have das? That's such a thing to say? He actually moved the animal. He went to the right spot. He did a maisa. So, maishna maisa deloka miboyele. How come he didn't ask about a maisa? Ditnan, yesh lehen maisa. Machshava nami loti boyele. You shouldn't ask about machshava either. Ditnan, eile machshava. They don't have machshava either. Maisa they have, machshava they don't have. What is your question? You want to know if a cotton has machshava. The answer is, first of all, maisa he does have, and machshava he doesn't have. So what's your question? Ditnan, ha'alon, v'harimon, v'egos. Any of these fruits that they have like a what? Whatever they are. Shechakukum, you hollowed it out. Tinokos, a kid hollowed it out. Why did he hollow it out? To make himself a cup. Lomud bohen afar, to fill it up with dirt. Or shehiskinum lekaf maznayim, he used it to make a scale out of it. Right? Tmeyim. And we know the halacha is that Kalim can't, the only things that can become tame are fruits, food, or kalim. Non-kalim, like a piece of wood, cannot become tame. So, what about this? When you take the fruit, I don't know why it wasn't tame as a fruit, but you hollow it out and add it into a kli. Can it become tame now? Tameyin, b'nei sheyesh b'lehen maisa. Because you did a maisa. Who did this? A 12-year-old kid did it. Right? A 12-year-old kid did it. The ein lahem machshava. But they don't have a machshava. What does that mean they don't have a machshava? So says Rashi on top. Kigon. For example, matza klipas egos kimoshehu. The kid's walking down the street, and he finds that the cup looks like this already. V'chishev. He says to himself, oh, now I don't have to hollow it out myself. I got it here. V'chishev aleha lamud. Oh, perfect. I just needed the size cup. Perfect, excellent. Oh, afilu madad ba. Or even if he measured it out, el shlo asa ba maisa, el shem kli. But he never really made a maisa. He never really did anything. V'im kain, v'im ben das, chishev aleim, tamei b'machshava. But we know that an adult can make a kli just by thinking it's a kli. If the famous case, the guy's a shoemaker. So a half a shoe is not a kli. So it's not makabel tumah. What point does it become a kli? When it becomes a shoe. The shoemaker says, you know what? It's finished already. This is enough. I didn't finish the lip. It's good enough. Once he thinks that, it becomes a kli. Why? Because that's how kalim become kalim. By machshava. What about this kid? He walks down the street. He sees this perfect. It doesn't work. Ditnan, kol ha-kalim yardim l'day tumasim b'machshava. All kalim can become kalim by machshava. All kalim, not a cotton. So we're going to stop here. We started off by saying, he asked someone who wanted to have a question. Does machshava work by a cotton? So the answer is, no. And maisa does work by a cotton, as we said before. So what exactly is your question? And we're going to spend the whole daf tomorrow. What was even his question? All right? So we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a great day.
When I was a kid, I lived over a chicken...